begin.
Oh, hi, Richard. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Yourself?
I'm doing great, too. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Richard, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing trust on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google in your life, but have you done a search recently for tree services in the area by any chance?
No, not really.
No? Okay. Well, you know, when you search for anything, really, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so like right now in your area, they see Four Seasons Tree and Debris, New Century Tree, The Tree King. Do you know those names at all?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, yeah, and they're the locals there, too. They're just a few that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'll be one of the options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So our assignment today is to call through that area, fill that open position there. If we were to program Trust In to appear there, they block out a space for you too. So just like those guys, you won't share a position. You'll always be one of the options for people. At that very moment they're ready to make that call, you'll be there to catch them too. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And a couple of questions, Richard. How long have you been in business there in the area?
So Trust is actually kind of a newer thing, but me and my brother have been doing tree work. We both own separate tree businesses, and we brought them together. And so really, like, Trust actually stands for Teaching, Regulation, Understanding, Safety, and Technique. So we also own a training company that we teach people and stuff too. So we kind of put it all together into Trust LLC, and that's, so we've had that for, we're going on 2 years now, but we've been in the business for 32 years apiece.
Wow. Okay. So the training company is, you're teaching tree services?
Arboriculture. Yeah, I'm one of, and so me and my brother are actually one of a few that can certify guys to work around electrical power lines. So if you work within a certain distance of the power line, you have to be certified. But in order to do that, you have to go to a registered 40-hour class, pass like six different exams. Well, me and my brother, our training school does that and stuff too. But like I say, it's within Trust, but the real company that we do around the area there in Wauseon and Delta and stuff is tree work. That's what kind of, that's what started the whole thing, I guess.
Wow. Okay. So then now you and your brother are operating Trust, and then the tree service, and then you also have the school or the training program.
Yep.
Okay.
So he's actually doing a class, and then I'm out running estimates and doing handling the tree work. But we can grow as fast as we want, really. Like right now we have five bucket trucks, and then one of the things that we do different than a lot of the tree companies is we cross-train all of our guys. So all of our guys can climb. All of them can run a bucket, you know, and we do it like that in case there's ever they need an aerial rescue or an emergency or something like that. But and then, like I say, then we certify them so they can pretty much work on any project we need them on, you know what I mean?
Wow, yes. Most tree service, they have like one climber, right? And then they sub them out.
Yeah,
so.
even at that, we're finding, you know, like some of them that have no climber. So we actually have another little division that we use a couple climbers here and there to fill in and help out. Some of them names and stuff that you talked about, you know, we'll go in and we'll help them out with climbing and stuff like that. So
you can sub it out. Oh, sub them out. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and it's funny, like you said those names and stuff, because one of the things that is in my mind, I always tell everybody, I have no competition other than myself. It's like it's easy as a self-employed person to say, I don't have to go in and do it today. Hey, I can run up to the lake. Hey, I could do this. I could do that. So that's the real competition, is just going out and taking it and making it every day.
Right. One foot in front of the other, right? Do it even
yeah,
when you don't feel
exactly.
like it. Contrary action,
exactly.
I guess, is what they call that. And
well, and then, you know, when you the more guys you get, the more guys that are depending on that work to be there, though, too. So.
Right,
yeah,
and their families.
But,
okay. And so
exactly.
And you see value in being listed there on Google in your area?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, so in all fairness and all, my brother Robert and me are both in on this. So, like, you know, I mean, I have to run things by my brother, too. But what I was going to say is, so here in this, I don't even know if this is an option, but so I've actually started using, I think it's Angie Leads or something here lately in the Toledo area, because I am trying to move over to the bigger market, you know what I mean? Because like Fulton County and stuff, you know, I mean, there's not a high value ticket there, I guess is what I mean. I'm just kind of trying to be open about it, you know what I mean?
Right. So you're in 4, 3, 5, 6, 7, but you want more work in Toledo because it's a larger market? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, it's a larger market and the value's up there. Because so just an example, and this is just me talking out, but like in Fulton County area, they could probably get their uncle to drop the tree and they could cut it up and haul it out with a trailer. You know what I mean? So therefore, your price can't really be too high. Or to where in Toledo, you're in the city, there's no way of doing it. You've got to have a professional take it down. It's got to be, you know, and that's the type of equipment I've got at this point. We've got the equipment to go in and really whip stuff out and do it right. You know what I mean? So therefore,
right.
I have to charge a higher. I have to be in a higher market value and a higher job, ticket job.
Okay, so there is a way we could get you found in Toledo. And I understand you and your brother are in this together. Either one of you are authorized to list yourself in those separate areas. That's something that you can do on behalf
okay.
of the company?
Is
that right? Okay, so let me grab the details for Toledo. I'm just grabbing Sahak. He's my regional manager for the area, and I'll get the rates for Toledo. And then if we could get you up there in Toledo and do that for you at a reasonable rate, that would be something you would want, right?
I would definitely be interested in hearing the numbers, I mean, for sure.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
And I have to drive it, so if I do lose you, just call me back or whatever. Right?
Okay. I'm just bringing him over.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Richard?